Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jordan thinks he makes better coffee than anybody and that I make weak coffee.
Tell me what your routine is with this.
Well, Jack, first thing in the morning, I'm straight on Grindr.
Hello and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's usually random things that have been sent in and extra bits from our week, but today we have got, I've never been excited. This is up there with Jane McDonald.
Jane McDonald? We haven't had Jane McDonald.
What was her name? From
Jane Bolton.
Oh, Jane Bolton. This is up there with Jane Bolton. We've got a very special guest in the studio with us.
Yes, very exciting. Now, my ironing demonstration went down very well with the G&Divas last week. And you know that Jordan and I love a good cleaning product. So we spotted on our socials that one of the biggest cleaning influencers on TikTok and Instagram is a G&Diva. G&Divas, it's Jack Callahan.
Oh. At Jack Designs on TikTok and Instagram.
Thank you.
Sorry, first of all, for fangirling Jack.
No, it's fine. Absolutely appreciate it.
It's just, I'm a big fan.
So I'm a big fan of this podcast. I kind of feel like I'm having a fever dream right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm not ready for this, but okay. I'm excited.
I didn't know you were from the Northeast, either.
Yes, yeah. Newcastle.
Are you from Newcastle?
Yeah, I don't have a Geordie accent, though.
No, that's gone.
What?
Well, do you think I've got a Geordie accent?
Yes!
Really?
Of course!
No, well, if you in Newcastle, you wouldn't think I have. Because I'm from a place in Newcastle called Whitley Bay.
Oh, yeah, I know it, yeah.
So it's called a coastal accent. Oh.
Coastal. Yes. Is that more executive?
Yes, definitely.
Nice. Okay.
So Jack's a G&Diva. We're big fans of his videos. If you've never watched them, definitely check them out at Jack Designs on TikTok and Instagram. So much stuff to talk about. So basically, Jack does these Sunday reset videos.
Yes.
And on a Sunday, he...
resets.
But Jack, I hope you don't mind me saying this. There's resetting and then there's being Jack.
Yeah. No, you can go all in on the...
It made me look like a hoarder.
Okay.
And you know how... William once came to my house and said, your kitchen's like a serial killer's kitchen. I was like, oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
But you'd be an even better serial killer.
Yes.
Yeah. Because there would be zero trace.
And I do really appreciate that because I put a lot of effort in those Sunday resets. But there is an extreme to them because it is also for entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Okay.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
Where did it start?
So back in lockdown, as a lot of things did, obviously we couldn't leave the houses. Mm-hmm. And I, at the time, you wouldn't think it by looking at me, but I was doing fashion on Instagram.
Okay.
So stuck in the house. So I decided, what can I do in the house? I'll just film what I do on a Sunday. Did that. Put it onto Instagram, put it on TikTok. Next day went on TikTok, 50,000 followers.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, there's something. Wow.
And
something
probably sharing. Because, I mean, I like to think I'm clean, as in Jordan is like to think he's clean. But as we have said, you sort of take it to a slightly, and I mean this in a nice way because more people should be like you, a sort of a pathological level of cleanliness.
Yes.
And you do your walls, your dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you get your electric toothbrush out to clean the... presumably, it's a separate toothbrush to the one that goes in your mouth, but yes. To clean the filter basket.
Yeah.
You could get in his dishwasher and have a shower.
Yes, you could. God.
Well, the thing is, and this is what a lot of people say, is like they didn't know they had to clean these sort of things, like clean your vacuum, your washing machine, your dishwasher. But really, you should be doing it because you pay a lot of money for these things.
Yeah. For long as
they last longer, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, and also marvellous. It's just very therapeutic to do.
Have you always been a big cleaner then?
Yes, yeah. Massive.
So yeah. As a child,
yeah.
Did you sort of criticise your parents cleaning?
Well, no, I mean, my mum would hate that if I said that, but she... I get it from her, okay. Yes.
Same.
Yeah, it was very much you had to do your chores in the house yes. every week. You wouldn't get your pocket money, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And then... Actually, my friend even messaged me the other day and said, oh, do you remember when we're in the middle of a house party and at midnight you decided to clean the kitchen?
Lovely.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. Oh, yeah. But you must get so many messages because you've inspired me now. Like, I thought my kitchen sink cleaning was pretty good. Mm. But Jack's got me into Scrub Daddy and Sif.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Sif.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Sometimes it's just the oldest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's loads of new products out. Yeah. Look at me, I'm in my element.
I know, this is great.
But Sif and a Scrub Daddy sponge. Isn't that what you call it?
Yeah, Scrub Daddy, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, if you want to clean your sink, it's next level and then do all your sides.
Because what material is your sink?
Pardon?
Is it stainless steel?
Yeah.
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 But before I go to bed now, I Sif and scrub my sink on my kitchen sides.
Yeah, Sif's brilliant. Yeah. You also really like white vinegar, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I love white
star
vinegar.
Star drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get it in a big, I think it's 2 litre bottle now from Minimal.
Oh, can you?
They're a good brand as well.
Right, remind me to order some of that.
Do you rub your pink stuff on the surfaces if it's dirty?
No, I don't actually, because we don't really use pink stuff as much.
Do you not?
House,
no. Mm. I like the paste.
Yes.
Yes, I think that's the slightly abrasive.
Good. Yeah. It's good for the hop. I've got one of those. I don't care if they're going to potentially sponsor us. I've got one of those, what they call inset hobs.
Like an induction thing.
Yes, induction hobs.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like them.
Beginator. Yeah. They get rad.
No, but they are safer.
Are they?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a nightmare to clean and stuff.
Really?
Well, no, they're
a ceramic hob.
They're easy to clean, but they're not as good as a gas hob, which are harder
no,
to clean.
No, the gas hobs are better for cooking.
Yes, yes. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
What, tell us about your rings.
My rings are induction.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
And but from a previous tenant, they have got some actual ingrained scratches on them.
So, is that annoying?
Yeah.
I've got one on mine.
Like one right through the middle of it.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
So I have to try and when, you know, shooting... Do an angle where you can't see that.
What's your favourite chore? What's your favourite thing to do?
What is my favourite? I definitely know my least favourite thing is to do the bathroom.
Is it?
Yeah, I can't stand doing the bathroom.
I hate putting washing away.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes, he made producer Ben and me put his washing away when we went round for dinner.
I like doing everything. I quite like the bathroom, actually. I hate putting washing away.
Yeah, I hate putting washing away. I think, I mean, I really like vacuuming because, I mean, I love my Dyson.
Okay. Yes.
So I love doing that.
And what type of are you the stick one or are you a sort of an upright?
Yes, a cordless. It's called a Gen 5 Detect.
Have you ever tried a Miele cat and dog triflex?
What the hell is that?
A Miele. Where are you going? Oh, Jordan's going to get our Hoover.
Well, yes, I just spotted that.
This is the studio Hoover.
It's a good one, isn't it?
That is an old model, that though.
Is it?
Yeah.
What do you think of my Hoover technique?
Stuart, why have you bought us an old model?
Look at that. I'm so fangirling right now. Okay, but I'm ironing in front of actual Jack. I can't even speak. I'm hoovering in front.
I think Gene Devers might want us to chat to Jack rather than Hoover or vacuum.
Have you ever used Shake and Vac?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Jack.
Well, I in the past, back in, you know,
yeah,
like
back
early
in the
70s.
I actually think it might be bad for the environment now.
It's
pets,
probably.
But
my mum
used to shake and vac, and used to love the smell of the outside.
Yeah.
Shake and vac.
Yeah, I don't have much carpet in my apartment, so it's all mainly wood floor. And
easy, mate, to maintain. Yeah.
Now, hear me out. I think you better sweep in a wood floor than hoovering.
Sweeping?
Oh, yeah. I do both.
Do you disagree?
Well, it depends. Do you mean sweeping with an actual brush?
Yeah.
I don't actually have one of them. I use a I use a dust mop.
Oh,
from
yes,
Flash.
Yeah.
They're definitely, I mean, not very good for the environment because you have to change the thing, but they are very satisfying to use.
What's your favourite cleaning product or gadget?
Cleaning product is actually probably white vinegar. Because
it's better for the environment. It's so diverse.
Yeah, you can use it anywhere.
So versatile.
Especially, you can. In London as well, the hard water, like limescale on everything.
Because
so.
You now live down here, yes.
Yes, yes. And then what was the other question? So my favourite.
Yeah, and your favourite gadget.
That's boring, but probably my Dyson.
No, that's fine.
I don't know if you're aware, but I do another podcast, and actually Jonathan should be here.
Yes, I absolutely love keeping up appearances.
Okay, fantastic.
Oh my God.
Excellent. You are the ideal guest.
Honored.
And Jonathan is particularly fussed with Spanish cleaning products.
Yes, I've heard about this.
Yes. Have you ever tried Las Tres Brujas?
I have not.
No.
But I have heard it's all really good.
Yes. He says it smells like Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay, interesting.
Does it?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know what Jean-Paul Gaultier smells like.
I know that people actually
it
get them.
It smells like Jean-Paul Gaultier. That's how he speaks.
He's doing an impression.
Gaultier. It's. I love Spanish products.
You just have to let him do it. Calm down.
It's a big fun. Yeah. Weird doing it in front of someone
I should have
else.
Brought you some Las Tres Brujas. That's I don't have
Yeah, any. I was going to say, because I think people get them imported in.
We'll
Jonathan does. Yeah, let him know. He gets them all imported for the entire BBC Three Counties office. Mm. He has to do a bulk order because they're all obsessed.
I do like as well, and William has often criticised me for this, I think you can't go wrong with just good old-fashioned strong bleach.
I do like bleach.
Where do you stand on all the environmental stuff? Because Jonathan thinks it's a load of nonsense and just, you know, chemicals, everything.
Right.
I'm much more, there's no planet B.
Right, I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Because I do love, you know, a toxic product. I love a bleach.
Right.
Is bleach bad?
Yes. It's not great.
Shit, don't. Because I'm very conscious as well.
I mean, they say you shouldn't really put it, like, leave it sitting somewhere as well. And I like to put it down the toilet and leave it there.
I do as well, yeah.
But I'm kind of in the middle. I do really like using refillable products and things like that. But I have products that I've used for years that I absolutely like. I love Cif. Mm. But Cif is
Can you remember when it used to be called Jif?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, you're young.
When was that? Because, yeah, I'm only 30 now.
I'm only 4 years older than you, but at the start of my life, it was called Jif.
They did a big marketing campaign.
It used to be called Cif in Europe, and then only Jif in Britain.
It's called Jif in Europe still now, isn't it?
Oh, it might have been the other way. I don't know.
Jif, Cif. I remember the advert. It's Cif.
Yeah.
And then there was,
Cif, maybe it's pronounced.
It's like when Opal Fooch changed to Starburst.
Yeah. Oh, drama. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Never been the same.
Yeah.
So obviously, last week, I brought in my ironing setup.
Yes.
Did you, because I know you watch the YouTube videos.
Yes.
Did you see my ironing board?
I did, yes.
Sorry, I've become like Stuart. It's not an ironing board, it's an ironing system. Did you see it?
I did see it. I'm going to be controversial here because I actually don't iron.
Thank you very much for coming in.
I steam everything.
You steam everything?
Yeah. I've steamed before today.
Because I steam it before putting it on.
Yeah, same. That's pretty much what I do these days.
So I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, I do as well.
But I could appreciate the effort you go into.
Do you not think it's nice? And now that's made me slightly see you differently.
What about a jacket or a jumper? It's just easier to steam on.
Okay. Even if you're going to steam it, it's not so much that bit. I mean, that's fine. It's more, do you not like opening up your cupboards and everything? You could wear anything in there because it is all ready to go.
Well, I've never actually experienced that because my wardrobes are absolutely rammed full. So even if I ironed it, I don't think it would stay
neat.
But you wear a lot of shirts, whereas I don't wear shirts, and I feel like an ironing board would be great for a shirt.
Yes, I think a shirt does not react better to steaming.
No,
I think you can steam a shirt if it has been ironed,
right,
and you just need to put a bit of freshness back. Maybe you've been travelling, it's been packed away. That's fine. But look into Laura Star ironing systems.
Laura Star.
Change your life.
Is that what that was?
That was a Laura Star ironing system.
Okay. Like where do you store it, though?
Well, it just folds up into a sort of ironing board. It's thicker than your average ironing board, but it just collapses and goes in the cupboard.
He's got a tiny flat as well. And I've never seen it.
And it's still. I'm aspiring to the mansion that Jordan lives in. It's sort of that thick.
Yeah. See, I think that's quite large.
Yeah.
I feel like that is quite large, though.
Okay.
Because I do have an ironing board, but it's one of those ones where it just literally folds into like that and you put it on your counter.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I live in London now. I have to
be minimal with
what I have.
I thought they were for sleeves.
No, I know which one you mean.
That's called a Jeanette.
Oh.
Do you want to know? This little sleeve ironing board.
Yeah. She borrowed me mum's.
Yeah. she lived next door. Yeah, nice. As well as cleaning, you're also big into coffee.
Correct.
Which... Previously on this podcast, there has been some discussion on.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan thinks he makes better coffee than anybody and that I make weak coffee, even though like he hasn't tried my new bean.
It's like brown water.
How rude. You use the same type of coffee. Well, one of the same types of coffee that I do. You use grind, don't
you? Yes, yes, I love grind. So do you use the beans?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me what your routine is with this.
Well, Jack, first thing in the morning, I'm straight on grinder and I get out the beans and I put, it's normally 63.4 grams of coffee beans.
Oh, very precise.
Yes, that goes into the Fellow Oat grinder.
Nice brand.
Thank you. That gets freshly ground on a 7 setting.
Right, okay.
And then that, Jordan, do you go and, you know, do whatever you like. Then that goes into the cafetiere, Le Creuset. And then we put about a litre of water at 90 degrees.
Right.
Let it sit for 4 minutes. Christ. Let a crust form on the top.
I've heard about the crust, yes.
Teaspoon the crust.
A crust.
Scoop off the foam.
Oh, my
Let it sit for another 3 minutes and then pour it into a silver coffee pot through a sieve.
It's a long process.
It is a long process.
To get to the caffeination.
Yes.
So do you not have any coffee before that?
What do you mean?
Like, so if you're getting up, you've got to wait all that time to have that one cup.
Well, it's about 10 minutes.
Mm. Okay. I mean, I can appreciate that, though. I think that would taste really nice.
Talk to me about your routine.
So my routine is I have a Sage barista, which has been to cup, where it pretends you're in a little coffee shop, you tamp it and all that. If I'm in a rush, though, I will use the grind still, but I use the grind pods in the grind one machine or whatever.
Yeah.
But if I have a bit more time, I will use my Sage. And
so do you like an Americano?
Americano or flat white.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay. With oat milk.
Yeah.
Can I just say, and
do you want to tell us about your coffee routine?
I just want to say to you two and anybody listening, get a coffee maker, a coffee machine, right? I've got a Smeg.
I've got a coffee maker. It's called a cafetiere.
Because I used to have like a
plunger, cafetiere.
But I tell you, the coffee's better. You can put a timer on it. You come down in the morning, it's ready. It keeps it warm for over an hour.
No, but you shouldn't keep coffee warm like under a base
Honestly,
plate.
It's a game changer. And I think the coffee tastes better in that. And I've gone back to the French pressers, cafetieres, plungers, whatever you want to call them. It's better. Like, you know, when you see it in American cafetieres where they come with a big, what's it called? Glass jug coffee.
I think coffee
jug.
Yeah.
Filtered coffee.
It's great.
Now you've
got
a bit of time on your hands, and the invitation extends to you as well. Please, can you come over and I will do my... Because you have not had my coffee for years.
Okay.
What?
And I will do my coffee.
What bean do you use?
So grind in the morning.
Right.
And then for my sort of 11 o'clock coffee, at 11, I will have... I'll mix it up. Could be Watch House.
Oh, yes. I love Watch House.
Thank you. It could be Monmouth. It's whatever I'm into. Oh,
yeah. You're more Watch House, I'm more Maxwell House.
Yes, there we go. That's good. It's a very niche one, but yes, we'll go with that. I like that.
I use French, what is it? Style 5, Strength 5 French style coffee.
From which brewery? Sorry, which roastery?
From the supermarket. So they have Italian style.
You see, look, Jack's last.
Yeah, I would agree with William on. I wouldn't buy my beans or do you buy them ground or
do you freshly grind?
Yeah.
I get them 5 or number 7.
No, there actually is a thing about where if you buy them ground, it's something to do with the oxygen. The oils leave.
Wait till you've had my coffee.
Okay.
Quickly before we go on some. Questions from our listeners that are very excited that you're here today. What do most people forget to clean that they should be cleaning?
Well, actually, whenever I do a vacuum clean video, people say, I've had my vacuum for years and I've never even thought to clean it.
Okay.
So I would say maybe a vacuum or a dishwasher.
With the Dyson ones, you can wash the filters, can't you? Just run them under the tap.
Yeah, just run them under the tap. They're so easy to take apart and put together, but I think a lot of people don't know that and they're a bit scared because obviously they cost so much money that they don't want to break anything.
You obviously need to dry them out.
Yes, minimum 24 hours.
I have a Shark.
Yeah. Controversial for me.
Yes.
Oh, are they?
Well, yeah, because I have Dyson.
Oh, it's two rival teams. We'll have a Shark and Dyson off. I've got a lot of time on my hands.
Tune in next week.
Also, just quickly, what for anybody listening that's like basic level cleaner, what top 3 products do they need in the house?
Top 3 products. I would say, well, you can't go wrong with a good quality washing up liquid because you can use that on so much.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Which one do you use?
I use Fairy.
Oh, okay.
Or Ecova.
Yes, I use that one.
Yeah.
The chamomile one.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah. Sits up
We're
well.
In our element here.
Yeah, I know.
I bet most people listening out, but we are in our
people
element.
People are switching off.
Though. No, they're not.
White vinegar, again, use that on everything and probably Cif.
Cif is great for everything. I agree. Cif in the fridge. I mean, don't keep...
Cif
in
the fridge?
No, I mean to clean your fridge.
I've not tried that.
Yeah.
I'd use bicarb of soda, white vinegar and...
Bicarb as well.
Yeah, bicarb's good.
Maybe I add in a bit of bicarb.
That's baking soda.
Yeah, a little pot of bicarb in your fridge.
Yes, to odor. Get rid of the smells.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I could speak to you all day, Jack.
Well, let's go on to some of the cleaning-related questions and dilemmas from our G&Divas, if you don't mind helping, Jack. This one is from Matt. Dear William and Jordan and Jack, help, I can't change my bed sheets. How do you change a duvet cover? Changing my duvet covers is my most hated cleaning task, and it generally takes me ages. Every time, as I can never get the corners right and it's all lumpy. I have given up today after a solid 45 minutes of trying to change them. Tonight I'm just going to sleep in a sleeping bag. So please can you spare me some advice on how to quickly and easily change duvet covers? Thank you and love the podcast, Matt.
Okay, so I always put my duvet cover inside out and I grab the corners, grab the corners of the duvet and then just shake it. And I think that's how they do it in hotels.
Yes, and that's how I was taught at boarding school.
Oh, right.
Because we had to change our own beds.
Yeah, I think that's... And I'm not really sure why they spend so much time.
No. And what... Can I... A personal question. How big is your bed?
It's king size.
King size, yeah.
I wish it was slightly larger, but unfortunately...
You can't get larger than king, can you?
Yes, you can. You get what you've got.
What have I got?
Californian king.
Am I a Californian? Is my... How do you know the size of my bed?
No, you're just super king.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, there's king and then super king.
Yeah.
Oh,
but there is the largest size bed is a Californian king, and you don't really get them in this country because it's Britain, not America.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big bed.
Yes.
You'll have to come and see it sometime.
There's
an invitation. Yes, I will come and see your bed sometime. I have seen, there is TikTok videos of people where they roll the duvet on. I'm not sure
how
that
works. Have you seen the video of the Chinese this week, or last week, the Chinese bed... making competition.
No,
that's been all over my.
I'd watch that.
You not, yes,
that sounds like a sport I would watch.
Yes,
yeah,
they take it very seriously.
I'm surprised.
So for those that aren't familiar with the method that Jack just mentioned, so you lie your duvet out on the bed, sort of like you would have it. You take your duvet cover, turn it inside out, put your hands up through into the corners, grab the top end corners of the duvet, and then sort of do a big old flick.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of them, depending on how big it is. And then it's done.
Yeah.
Stop hogging Jack.
Easy peasy.
I want to speak to him. Hi. how often do you think you should change your bed?
Now, every week.
Once a week
for me.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're somebody who sweats a lot or something, then maybe more.
Are you a pillow spray fan?
I am, yes.
Have you used the one from Lush?
No, I haven't.
So it says that it's for your body that you put on before bed, but the lad in the shop said you just spray one on your pillow. It's amazing.
Oh, so is it lavender scented?
It's not quite lavender. It's a bit...
Like cloves?
Yeah. Not garlicky, though. I'll find out what it's...
Because I've just got one from Kinfil, and that's chamomile and honey.
Oh, it might
honey.
Be that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, you want something relaxing, surely.
Yes.
Twilight body spray, but you spray it on your pillow. Spritz on your clothes, pillows and bedding for a sense of ultimate calm. It's got lavender, benzene.
What?
Benzoin.
Right.
Tonka. And Lang Lang.
It's James brilliant.
Yeah. Sounds nice.
This is from Scott. Hi, Jack. What are your thoughts on dishwashers? Well, I really want one, but my partner thinks it's unnecessary and a waste of money, but I hate doing dishes. From Scott.
What?
Sorry, well, Jack. Scott, I tell your partner he's a waste of money.
I know. It's up there. You remember, it's up there with, like, great inventions. Remember when Sky Plus came in, you could record telly and rewind? That's up there with dishwashers for me. Well,
how'd you clean your Sky Plus?
I don't have Sky, unfortunately.
No, I don't have Sky now. I have now. But, you know, like, when that came in, and I think in the 80s, maybe, when dishwashers come in, the 90s, it's like, anyway...
Yeah, well, I actually, just before I moved to London, we didn't have a dishwasher. And I kind of thought, well, what's the point? You know, if you only have a couple of dishes, you just wash them straight away. But now that I have a dishwasher, I would not live without a dishwasher.
No.
Especially when you've done like a big meal and you don't want to, pans and things like that.
Are there things you don't put in the dishwasher?
Yeah, certain crockery and things. Or if it's like a special mug, I'll put that in. Knives?
Kitchen knives, he means.
Yeah, I do put kitchen knives in. Why are you not mentioning?
Shopping, palette blunts them. And pans as well. You know, I never put pans
I don't put glassware in the dishwasher.
That's mad.
Depends. It depends on me. What glassware? If it's something like I've got these ripped, firm living ones.
No, excuse me, they're not. They're Riddell.
If it was expensive and quite fine, I wouldn't put it in.
No type of glass.
What glass
I think makes them go cloudy.
Okay.
You don't put any glass, not even pint glasses.
Well, I don't have.
I couldn't imagine you'd have a pint glass.
No,
not that any of you. You've not got any pint glasses you've nicked from pub. You've not got one pint.
Jordan, how long have we been?
I know, but come on, everyone's got a Foster's glass they've nicked from pub. Yeah,
thank you.
I used to have a Beavertown neck oil one.
Yeah, see, I've got a few. I got some Guinness ones as well. Got a Carling one. the Black Label.
Well, lovely.
Anyway, but yeah, I would say to Scott, if you get your boyfriend to listen to this.
I say boyfriend, partner.
Partner, sorry.
I get the vibe. I took a punt.
Okay, I would get your partner to listen to this and invest in one. Get one where you can take it back if you're not happy, but you won't, because after a week, you'll be like, this is the best thing we've ever bought.
I agree.
Chloe asks, what is the best way to get rid of mud on fabric shoes?
Oh, okay.
I've seen recently, I don't know whether you may have one, it sort of attaches to your washing machine door, but the inside,
yes.
And you hook your trainers on. So it stops the blub, blub, yeah. noise as the trainer's going round, but it still washes
yeah.
them.
I do have a one of those net bags that you use for your washing machine for your delicates. I have one for sneakers that you put that in. You get a little pod you can slip inside of it.
Oh, okay.
But if they're fabric, I don't know whether they mean, well, if they were suede or something, I wouldn't do that.
Again, just...
I would just brush it when it was dry.
I'd say a bit of fairy liquid and a brush and just give them a good
scrub.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't go wrong with using some fairy liquid. Yeah.
A big hard scrub. That's what I'd say.
You see, Mikey and I never have this trouble because we always wear leather. Yeah.
Often in bed as well.
Oh.
And only Smytheson. Niche reference for about three people.
Often in bed. Don't.
What?
Don't look down your nose at our listeners. They might know what I have no idea what Smytheson
is. Quite exactly.
But they might. A lot of our listeners might know what Smytheson is.
It's executive leather goods.
There you go.
To a royal warrant standard.
Oh. I do know what it is. I know.
David Cameron.
We've talked
Cameron
about it before.
Bit, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, right. Well, Jack, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you for coming in. This
it's
has
a
been
pleasure.
Illuminating.
And tell us about your TikTok and Instagrams again.
Tell us your handle. You're at Jack Designs.
Yes, at jack.designs, which doesn't make any sense now. But all my videos are pretty much some kind of clean related ASMR with a bit of lifestyle thrown in there.
Oh, so
so if you want something relaxing or to get angry at me, go watch.
do you get trolls as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you been ever asked what is the cleaning technique for rubbing one out under the table? Because
I get asked,
although with the word etiquette.
No, I haven't been
asked. There's a guy that's trolling him and he goes...
Oh, it's not just a guy. It's the entire global population. Now.
Basically now in his comments just go, what's the etiquette for rubbing one out under the table? What is the etiquette for that?
I'll tell you on Instagram at some point.
Oh, okay.
Do you get more trolls on Instagram or TikTok?
I don't...
TikTok.
No, I think probably Instagram.
No, I think TikTok for me. My worst trolls are TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not on TikTok?
No, but like when stuff's posted on TikTok from...
Oh, I see.
Like at Sexted or Capital or stuff or The Old Place.
Yeah, it's more, I just find it quite funny. But yeah, I think it's more embarrassing for them if it's left on and stuff. So.
Also, do you do any private cleaning?
No.
Oh, that sounds weird.
Is that something you'd like me to offer?
Yeah, would you dress up in a French maid's outfit? No, I'm joking.
Anything for the right price.
Yeah. I will do that for you.
Oh, would you actually? Yeah. No, I mean, because I'd just love for you to come and scrub me out.
For a second there, I thought you said scrub me out.
Oh, what's the etiquette for scrubbing me out under the table?
I'd just love to come and watch you clean me out. It'd be so lovely. But I get you probably don't want to do that. But yeah, if you're listening now, check out Jack's videos, because if you're not big
marvelous.
Into cleaning, they just, it's like the before and after at changing rooms. Because let's be honest. Changing rooms was a bit shit, but you stayed with it because you wanted to see what it was like. Yeah,
you wanted to see their reaction to see if you could pretend if they hated it.
In between. Yeah. Same like Grand Designs and location.
Yeah.
It's
that was too many locations.
I think it was one too many. It's just a bit at the end you want to see. Did they buy it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, with Jack's videos, they're short and sweet. And
Kim and Aggie's How Clean's Your House, that used to be.
Oh, why I'm going to get lovey? That's what she used to say.
Yes.
Hated each other.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not kind of surprised, to be fair, though.
They like this podcast.
Oh. We don't talk to each other after this. No.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, do get back in touch. And for more sexed news and nonsense, sign up for our newsletter via sexandmyboss.com. Jack, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.